Moncrief on News Talk.
Cheesy foot, onion foot and goat foot. Just three of the afflictions you could suffer from if you don't take the very obvious step of changing your socks every day. Are there really people who don't? Ooh! We're joined by Dr. Primrose Freestone from the University of Leicester. Afternoon, Primrose.
Good afternoon.
Could you describe for us what is cheesy foot, onion foot and goat foot?
Okay. Well, there are hundreds of different species of bacteria that live between your toes because your toes actually contain the most sweat glands in the body. Now, the bacteria that live there, they're mostly a staphylococci. They're quite harmless, but what they do is actually use the sweat that's actually produced between your toes as nutrient sources, and they convert them into compounds that are quite complex that smell like cheese and goats and onion and give rise to what we know as cheesy feet and cheesy socks for that matter.
Right, okay. And onion foot, that isn't where your foot starts to peel or anything?
Well, if you don't wash your feet regularly and don't change your socks regularly, you can end up with foot infections. Athlete's foot is the most common. And that, while it often just stays to the foot, can actually become quite serious. So hygiene is very important, and sock hygiene as well, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Now, so are there any circumstances where you can wear the same socks 2 days in a row?
If they're antimicrobial socks, they're impregnated with zinc or silver or the bamboo socks, which kind of waft away sort of perspiration, then yeah, you might get away with wearing them for a couple of days. But the United States and the United Kingdom health agencies both advise changing your socks every day, one sock usage, and then wash it.
Yeah, and changing socks, is that the most important thing to, you know, in terms of your clothes? Like, for instance, could you get away with the same underwear 2 days in a row, but not socks?
You're recommended to actually clean your, you know, wash your below sort of areas every single day, even though the rest of your body might actually get away with every other day. And for that reason, underwear should be changed daily, like socks.
Yeah. Now, you also iron your socks, is that correct?
It is true. Yes, I do iron my socks because we have a washing machine that won't go to very high temperatures above 70 degrees. And ironing socks actually kills everything that's in them because I've actually done some experiments where I've actually washed socks and it doesn't get rid of all the microorganisms if you actually use warm water and even an antibacterial detergent. So therefore, ironing really does sanitize your socks.
Right. Okay. I that had never occurred to me before. The bamboo socks. If you know, because some people are kind of afflicted with very sweaty feet anyway, are they the best sort of socks to wear if you've got a real sweat problem?
If you've got a really big sweat problem, using an antiperspirant or deodorant is good, and washing your feet regularly too. Okay, and if necessary, using foot powders or antifungal sprays, all of those will help. Well, certainly they'll stop the microorganisms from growing, and that will actually make your feet less smelly. But as for the sweating, it's just naturally part of the biology. But if you do have a very severe sweat problem, okay, and it is recognised by sort of medical authorities, then go to your GP.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, you know, as you know, bit of a fashion, sometimes people don't wear socks at all. Does that create a similar kind of environment in your shoes?
If you don't wear socks at all and you're wandering around barefoot, then you're going to pick up anything that's on the floor, and that's not necessarily a good thing. So socks are there as a form of protection amongst as well as absorbing sweat. Wearing socks actually does help to protect your shoes, okay, in terms of friction and also depositing more bacteria and sweat into your shoes. So your shoes just become smelly like socks can.
Right, and full of bacteria. How long does that bacteria live for?
It can be weeks and months, okay. It depends on the species, I'm afraid.
And can that bacteria be dangerous?
They can cause infections, okay, because even though they might live on your skin and generally are harmless, there can be a time when perhaps your immune system is not quite as protective as usual, or you've damaged your feet, they've been scratched or whatever. And yes, that's when it can be a problem and you can end up with infections.
Yeah. How often should you wash your feet?
Every day, at least. And if you get your feet dirty or you go into water, okay, even the sea, then you wash afterwards. That is important, because what might be your microorganisms and others are not necessarily compatible. So really, you need to wash every day.
Yeah, because I kind of have a suspicion a lot of people who might shower every day don't specifically wash their feet. Just because it's too far down.
Well, the shower mat, okay, and the water from the shower will help to actually sort of clean the feet quite well. But really, you do need to actually use soap and water on them.
Yeah. The moving away from socks for a moment, but to pajamas. How often should you change your pajamas?
Really, every day.
Every day?
Looked at like this. Your pajamas come into contact with the areas of your body that sweat, but also have other, deposits, particularly below the belt in the pajama bottom. So most people can actually get away with, say, 2 days, but then you really do need to wash them, because bacteria and other sort of secretions will start accumulating and they'll start smelling a bit.
Primrose, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Primrose Freestone, Associate Professor in Clinical Microbiology at the University of Leicester.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.